A proposal by Catholic Charities to host a tent city for homeless people east of Tampa moved forward today. In a land use meeting, the Hillsborough County Commission voted 5-2 against staff recommendations to consider an exemption to housing and zoning codes. Catholic Charities has proposed using 12 acres of church-owned land off East Hillsborough Avenue near I-4 for about 250 tents and 6-foot by 8-foot wooden sheds known as casitas. It would be similar to the Pinellas Hope tent city near Clearwater. Lila Lilliquist is the director of Portamento of Hope Cafe in Brandon, which feeds homeless people 3 days per week.
And this was a very, very big plus to hear the positives from the county commission for a change. So I'm very happy that they voted in continuing this and they're addressing the issue of homelessness.
But not everyone was happy. About 30 opponents of the proposed homeless camp near the East Lake Park neighborhood attended the meeting. Some held signs reading Stop Tent City. Ken Hagen and Kevin White were the two county commissioners to vote against moving forward with the proposal. White says homelessness is an epidemic in the country, but that a tent city is incompatible with the location, which is in his district.
I think we need to keep not only our neighborhoods, but we need to protect our children. We have people that are sexual predators, sexual deviants, alcoholics, drug users, and that's not all. That we have some people living in homes that are all of those too. That is not just the homeless, but that situation seems to exacerbate and permeate a great deal of that element. And I understand that Catholic Charities does a background check, but if you don't let that element within the confines of your proposed development, then it trickles out.
But Ramey Knuckles, chief executive officer of the Homeless Coalition of Hillsborough County, disputes White's description of the potential tent city residents.
I was very disappointed in Commissioner White's comments, and I'll be speaking with him personally regarding those comments and help him understand the issues with regard to our homeless neighbors in our community.
Frank Murphy also disagrees with Commissioner White. Murphy is president of Catholic Charities for the Diocese of St. Petersburg, which includes Hillsborough County.
I think most of his stereotypes are wrong. I think that was the past. But given this economy, given the number of people who lost their jobs, we see probably well over half the people that are economic homeless for the first time. So I think the stereotype of the past doesn't quite fit anymore.
But Janet Reitler, who lives in East Lake Park, supports what Commissioner White said about the changes that might happen to her neighborhood.
I thought that his comments were right on target. I think he took the side of the community and the respect from our point of view. And it wasn't so much that the community is against the homeless people. It's the way this was set up, which was kind of a slipshod situation thrown together without really paying attention to zoning and the community. And the Catholic Charities said they want to work with everybody, but they haven't worked with the communities. And they don't really understand the homeless community profile. I think a little bit of research needs to be done on who these people are, why they're on the streets. And I think that that is one of the issues that the commissioners, especially Commissioner Sharp, needs to be educated on.
This week, both the Tampa Tribune and the St. Petersburg Times ran editorials recommending that the county commission support the tent city, which is being called Hillsborough Cares. County staff recommended against it, and Commissioner Ken Hagen voted against the proposal by Catholic Charities.
In my time here, I don't think we've ever had a application that violates more policies than this one does. Does not meet the minimum housing code, is inconsistent with the comp plan. The ZHM states there's not competent and substantial evidence to support that these characteristics of the proposed use and its activities are compatible with single-family uses near the site or with the truck sales use adjacent to the site. So while I support finding a solution, amending or changing our LDC, amending the housing code, I cannot support the application in front of us.
Hal Hart, who represented East Lake Park residents during Tuesday's land use meeting, said that only 5% of Pinellas Hope residents still had employment 6 months after they left the tent city on the other side of Tampa Bay.
My entire life, I have felt compelled to follow the law. I have felt compelled to do what is right. And now you're asking me to allow 250 people who have not felt so compelled to live across the road from me, to devalue my home, to devalue my community, to blight the retail and hinder the potential development of future retail in our community. I would say that if we need a solution in Hillsborough County, this is not part of the solution.
Hillsborough Cares is expected to cost about $2.5 million per year, according to the Tampa Tribune. But after contributions from aid organizations, especially Catholic Charities, are accounted for, $700,000 in public funds would still be needed. Frank Murphy with Catholic Charities says that the 9,500 homeless people in Hillsborough County are a small city whose needs have to be addressed, and the decision by the commission could be the first step.
I think it's great. I think they recognize that it's an issue and we have a partial solution. It's not the whole solution. This isn't going to make it go away. But I think they really showed leadership today to say this is a time to do something. And I think there's a little momentum there, positive momentum.
The county commission will consider what conditions need to be placed on the property in order to grant an exemption to the zoning and building codes at their next land use meeting on August 11th. You can find links to information about Catholic Charities, Stop Tent City, and other groups mentioned in this report on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.